सहनाववतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्
So we are studying very important portion of Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, sloka number 10 up to sloka number 38-39 is the knowledge of self. Lord will be proving to Arjun that in no circumstances grieving is appropriate. Whether it is from Atma level or Jeev level or Vyavahar level or from Shishtachar level, at different level he will tell that you are crying, this shok is not appropriate. So we have covered up to sloka number 20. So 11 to 20, 10 slokas we have covered. So today we are going to have question answer. And you will not be questioning me. I am going to question you. You have to reply. Then I will have to understand. I am not a good teacher if you are not able to answer. See, verse number 11. Asochanam anvasochastvam pragyavadansa bhasase gatasun gatasunsa nanusochanti panditaha. What is the meaning of pandit here? Is it the ritual pandit who does the puja?
Wise
person. Atmavit. Pandit here means atmavit. Soch means what? Soch. Asochan anvasocha stam. What is the meaning of soch? You can consult your book, you can consult your note, but you will not get the answer. You can consult, unless you have noted down when I discuss. Soch means grief. Anu soch means, oh Arjun, you are continuously grieving. About what? Anva socha, for whom you should not grieve. So you are grieving for whom we should not grieve. And pragya vadansa bhasate, and you are talking like a wise person. All these Kaurav, Adharmi, non-righteous persons, they all should be killed. And Arjun saying, no, they should be worshipped with flower. Dronacharya is there and Bhishma Pitama is there. They should be worshipped with flower. That is what he argued. Gatasuna, Gatasuncha. What is the meaning of soon? Consult your book, no problem. Sun means pran. Gata sun means whose pran has gone. Gata. A gata sun, whose pran has not gone. That means alive. And gata sun means dead. So whether a person is dead or alive, pandit, they don't grieve. Why don't they grieve? Whether a person is alive or dead, pandit, they don't grieve. Not at the cause. You see, the pandit means he knows about Atma Tattva. And he knows about the anatta part also. He knows atma part and gatasun, agatasun, prana relates to atma or anatma? Anatma. So they don't get attached to that. Where are we attached? To atma or anatma? Atma. Anatma. So Pandit, a wise person, knows the nature of anatma thing. Whole world, including my body, is anatma only. So they don't get attached to it. Why Arjun is grieving? Because he attached to anatma thing. Anatma thing means he is seeing mama, chacha, sasur and all the relations he is seeing on the other side. What is the relation? They are all related to body, not to atma. Atma is only one. How can there be relation with another person? If there are two, then there can be a relation. He's my friend, he's my enemy. But Atman or Brahman is one. So all relations pertain to body. Since we get attached to relatives, we grieve. Arjun is grieving, crying because he's thinking that all these people will be killed by me. Thinking that way. Therefore he's grieving. Then Lord says, Natevaham jatu nasam natvam neme janadipa. It's not that I was not there in past. Or you were also not there in past. Past means before this birth. And janadipa, these kings, they were also there in the past. But all of them were in different garments, in different upadhi. Including Lord. Before Lord Krishna took birth as a Krishna, he was in different form. Nirguna Nirankara. Then he took a form. But as an Atman, Lord Krishna was also there. Arjun, as an Atman, was present in the past life. And all the kings were also present in the past life. And they, according to their vasana, each person got the body. And after death, since they are not jnanis, they will be again born. So Atma was there in the past, Atma is there in the present, and Atma will be there in the future. So where is the question of grieving then? Na chaiva na bhavishyame sarve vayamata param. In the bhavishya also, in the future also, they will be there. So there is no question of grieving. Dehina asmin yatha dehe kaumaram yavanam jana tatha dehantar prapti dhira tatkara namuhyati. What is the meaning of dehina? Yeah, you will get answer there. Dehina means embodied self. Embodied self. So embodied self, that self has got a upadhi, a conditioning. We also have got an Atman, and that Atman has got a conditioning. A causal body, subtle body, and gross body. And this gross body undergoes three stages here mentioned. Kaumaram, childhood, yauvanam, youth, jara, old age. Body changes, but the experiencer inside me remains the same. When the childhood died, young age was born at that time, the experiencer in me never died and reborn. Similarly, from youth to old age, that is our own experience. The experiencer is one and same. In all these ashram, all the in three stages, one and same. Lord says, Dehantar Prapti, when this deha ends, when the body ends, and you take the next body, it remains, it is there. That part is not seen by us. Dehanta, after death, there is again birth.
So that's the
jiva. Jiva, Atma is still there. There is no death of Atma. Lord is telling from the standpoint of Atma now. Atma is Nitya. We have got many characteristics of Atma, but here Lord is taken up one point. that Atma is Nitya, eternal.
Atma doesn't move.
Tatha dehanta prapti dhira tatra na muhyati. Good. But Lord, I am suffering. Little bit of diversion. He was talking about Atman, now a little bit of diversion. He says, Matra sparsastu kaunteya sitosna sukha dukkada agama paino anitya tantiti cha swabharata. Oh Bharat, oh Arjun, Matra. What is the meaning of Matra? Matra means to measure. How we measure anything? By organs of perception. With eyes we see the form, we measure this is chair. Matra. Sparsh means what? Touching. When these organs of perception touch what? Sense object. Matra sparsastu kaunteya, o kaunteya kunti putra, when these organs of perception, when they come into contact with sense objects, then what will happen? It says, sitosna sukha dukkha daha. Daha means it will give. What it will give? Sitosna, heat and cold, sukha dukkha, heat and cold at physical level, sukha and dukkha at? Manapman, you understand manapman? Respect, disrespect at intellect level. So this will happen. Why this will happen? Why sukhdu comes in your life? Because of the past karma. So if I have done a bad action, I will get sukh.
We wish.
If my actions are bad, I will get dukh. So dukh will come first or the karma will come first?
Karma.
You have got very clear conception. The fruit of action will definitely come after action.
So
you are good. So, if we are experiencing sukh or dukh, it is because of my good and bad past karma. If you understand only this much, then you see change in your life, if you see the impact of it. For sukh and dukh, who is responsible? I am responsible. Who has done that action? I am. If I do a bad action, will you get sorrow? No. I will get sorrow. Clear? But fruit of action, who will give me? Who is the giver of fruit of action? Lord. Lord is the karmaphal data. Karmaphal data is Lord. Have you ever seen Lord coming and giving you your fruit of action? This is your packet of joy of this month. This is your packet of sorrow. Take it. You have done so much. They never give you account also. Who gives? Who gives you? Spouse. Don't say husband. They say spouse. Children, relatives, your employer. So on and so forth. Yes, sir. Circumstances, your neighbor, your friend comes to you. Who are they? They are postmen. You have to understand this. They are only postmen. They are only postmen. We thought India is giving us sorrow. Circumstances are not conducive, so we all came to America. And we thought our karma account will be squared up there. It's gone. Yes. Dead and gone there. No! Only the postman will change. You will get here also. If you understand this thing, then there will not be any rag and dvesh, likes and dislikes. If you understand this thing, if you understand that my friend which is giving me joy, I will not get attached to it because he is just a postman. Or my boss who is giving me suffering, he is just a postman. So I will not hate him. So likes and dislikes will come down. If you understand this science, this much of science, see change will come in your life. There will not be any hatred or attachment to the person who is giving you. So we think our spouse, children, friend, relative, boss, neighbor, they are giving me sukh. So we get attached to them. We go to them again and again to get the sukh from them. Is it not so? This is attachment. Attachment means that they are source of my sukh. Hatred, they are source of my dukkh. So I hate them. I don't want to go and visit them. If you understand this much of science behind sukh and dukkh, you will now hate or love in the sense attachment. There will not be any attachment. Do you understand? Does that make any sense to you? Yes. This is science. Then he says, Agama Paina, this sukh dukh will come and go. Why they will come and go? How with guarantee Lord is saying this will come and go? Everything is temporary. No. Why this sukh and dukh has come? Because of my past? Oh, all the actions are limited in time, so their result will be also limited in time. Therefore, sukh will be also limited, dukh will be also limited. Agama, paino. Since they are coming and going, therefore they are anitya, they are temporary. Tantite sasva bharata, O Bharata Arjun, you don't have any other choice. Do we have any other choice if the sukh and dukh comes? Can you do any action? Can you undo any action which you have already done in the past? Why didn't you come to Gita class? I had a headache. Are you have gone to mall. I have seen you in mall. So, because you lied, once you have lied, fruit of action will come. Can you undo that action which you have already done? No, you can't. But before action, you can do it. Before doing any action, before telling lie, if I think, no, I should not say. Then what is harm there if telling the teacher instead of headache, I have gone to mall? Kya hua usme bolne mein? Nothing. Wrong. Prayaschit will help you. Prayaschit will undo. The prayaschit will not kill the sinner. It will kill sin. Suppose you have done a wrong thing. We say, no, sorry, ho gaya, prayaschit gone. But if a brahmachari or if a swami or if a sannyasi accumulates any food or wealth, he is supposed to remain 3 days and night fast for one mistake. But the sinner will be there. Many people go to the church and confess there and they think their account is cleared. Even if their belief is correct, then the sin is cleared, but the sinner remains. Sinner means the who is the doer. You will not die. So, but the sinner continues. Again, next week starting from Monday, he starts doing the same thing. But if you understand Bhagavad Gita, the sinner will die. All the sin, including sinner, including doership, will go away. Okay, Agama Paino Anita Tanti Chitsa Bharata. So you have got no choice because it is your karma, Arjun. You have to face. We are all Arjun. So according to our karma, we are also facing. What we have to do, you have to forbear it. Forbearance means what? You have to be sam dukkha sakam sukham dhiram. In the next verse it says, sam sukha dukham dhiram. When the sorrow or the pleasure comes, at that time your mind should be balanced. Same mind. So how is going to help me? If I have got the titiksha forbearance, how is going to help me? Amritatvaya kalpate means you become eligible or fit for amrit. What is amrit?
Immortality.
What is immortality? Knowing your true nature, you become immortal. So if you have got titiksha forbearance, then that wealth makes you qualified for atmajnan, knowledge of self. So titiksha will help us, it makes us qualified for atmajnan. So titiksha is needed. See, for atmajnan, you need to have a sattvic mind. Sattvic mind means peaceful, serene mind. When you get sukh, what happens normally? If you put it in the throw party. And when there is a dukkha comes, oh, people can understand by seeing your face, whether you are sukhi or dukhi. Then you don't want to meet people. But if you remain same in sukh and dukkha, that means your mind has become serene. Now you have become fit for that. Na sato vidyate bhava, na bhavo vidyate sata. What is sat? What is the meaning of sat? It is said there is never absence of sat. And asat is never present. Sat is never absent. Asat is never present. What is the meaning of sat? Truth. What is the definition of truth? That which remains in three periods of time. What is this three periods of time? Okay, that is sat. Anything which is not in three periods of time is called asat. That which is not sat is. That which is not Atma is Anatma. It's clear. Now come to the next question. Whether this universe or including my body is Sat or Asat? Body is Asat. And world is Sat. Atma is Sat. Then this whole world is Atma or Anatma? Therefore, whole world is Sat or Asat?
Asat.
Whole world is Asat. Why it is Asat? How do you prove it? It ends. It has? It started and end. No, your own personal experience will tell this is asat. Because the jagrat avastha, the waking world, is negated by dream world. And both waking world and dream world, they are negated in deep sleep state. Therefore, since the world is negated, therefore it is asat. Had it been sat, then that world should have been available in deep sleep also. Did you get it? Another example I gave you of Devdatta. You remember Devdatta Brahmachari? Classic example. Unmarried. Devdatta was an unmarried Brahmachari. He was sitting on the bank of river on a wall. At that time he saw some village beautiful girls coming to take water from Ganges. They came, took water, and they went away. And this Brahmachari after that started thinking. Now you got it? He started thinking, why didn't I get married? Then he went to sleep, and in the sleep, since you see, the vasana is there. Marriage is there. And it expressed there. He got married in dream. Got child also. Then his wife says, move little bit. We have got no space in the bed for the child. And Devdatta moved. What happened after that? Fell into the Ganges. He got up then. Then he started thinking, I was unmarried before dream. I am unmarried after dream. Now tell me whether I am married in the dream or not. No. No. Simple. So can we infer from here anything which was not there in the beginning, which is not there in the past, is also not in the middle? If you have understood this, is this body was not there before the date of birth, it will not be there after date of death. Therefore, it is not there in middle. It is not there now. See the logic? It is asa. It's not there. Oh, it's very difficult to understand. We understand, but we have a lot of doubt. Then I gave you an example of dream number one and dream number two. Do you remember? This waking world is dream number one. In this dream number one, we see dream number two. While we are in dream, the dream appears real. Is it not so? If at that time somebody comes, even guru tells, comes and tells you, oh, this is a dream. Well, get out. I am Raja now. I am enjoying. Let me enjoy. But when you come out from dream number two to dream number one, then you say that dream number two is real or false. Because dream number two was not there when I entered. And dream number two is not there when I came out of dream number two. So dream number two is false. When do you say this dream number two is false? When you come to dream number one. If you come out from the dream number one, what will happen? Will you not say this dream number one is also false? What is coming out from dream number one? Realizing your own true nature is coming out from dream number one. So from that platform of realization, you will say, there is no dream number one, there is no dream number two. Who was projecting all this? My mind was projecting all this. When the mind is present, the world is there. When the mind is absent, world is not there. In the deep sleep, mind is not there. Is the world there? No. In waking state, mind is there. Therefore, world is there. Can we not infer? Mind is world. Is it very, very so simple thing? Mind is world. Yes. In Upadeshar, Raman Maharshi says, we are all fixing problem outside, is it not? So whenever there is problem comes and all the sukh dukkha are experienced in mind. And we try to fix problem where? Outside. Raman Maharshi says, Manasam tukim margane kite. Find out whether the mind at all is there or not. Inquire. Manasam tukim margane kite. If you analyze, you will find naiva manasam, mind is not there. Mind is non-existent. Mind is non-existent. Yes, just now we proved, no? Mind is not. Why mind? The whole world is non-existent. Asato na vidyate bhava. We just now discussed this thing. What is sat? That we stage in three periods of time. What is asat? Which is not there for three periods of time. Asat. World is there available for one period of time. It was not there before creation. It will not be available after dissolution. Therefore, it is not there in middle also. Devdatta was unmarried before dream. Devdatta was unmarried after dream. Therefore, Devdatta was also not married in dream. The whole world is asat. So tattvadarshi, anything which is asat. Asat means anatma. Anatma means world, including my body. Tattvadarshi, the knower of truth, will never get attached to asat. Where are we attached? To sat or asat? Are you sure? Tattvadarshi will not get attached to asat. He will get attached to? So what is the total sadhana? Total sadhana is only this much, attached to atma and detached from anatma. So simple, only this much you have to do. Detach, attach. But don't remain under suspension. You know, you detach from here and you don't get attached there. Then you become Trisanku. Neither here nor there. So Tattvadarshi knows this thing. So we also are Tattvadarshi. We are understanding the science behind it. Because of the attachment. Why Arjun was crying? Because he was attached to Sat. Because he was attached to Asat. What was his attachment? Attachment to his own guru? Attachment to his own grandfather? That attachment was giving him sorrow. Where from we get sorrow? Atma or Anatma? Are you sure? Anatma gives you or Atma gives you sorrow? How do you prove? Can Atma give sorrow? Why? Can Atma give sorrow? Because its nature is Satchitananda. If Atma starts giving dukkh, so we have to change the name of Satchidananda to Satchit Dukkha. But that is not fact. If Atma cannot give me sorrow, but we are experiencing sorrow, then the by law of remainder, other than Atma, what is there? Anatma. So in BMI chart, what is Anatma in BMI chart? Anything below Vasana, Vasana, BMI, PFT and OET. These are all Anatma. So if the Om, the Atman cannot give me sorrow, but we are experiencing sorrow, so by the law of remainder, if Atma cannot give me sorrow, And Atma is giving me sorrow. Why Anatma is giving me sorrow? Why are you attached to Anatma? Because you have a wrong understanding that Anatma is giving you sukh. Is it not so? Why are you attached to your son, your spouse, your friends, your house, your car, your pet? Because they are source of my sukh. I think so, they are giving me sukh. That is why we can't attach to it. Are they really source of sukh? They are all source of dukkha. Why they are all source of dukkha? You have to ask this question again and again. Why they are source of dukkha? Temporarily you can say, but that is not the source. But why they are source of dukkha? Anything which is changing and perishable will give you dukkha. Suppose you buy a chair today, or you buy a house, new house. After one season, it started leaking or you got some crack you saw. Now, are you experiencing sukha or dukkha? Because it is a perishable. And what is our understanding? My house should stay there for 100 years, Mira. And not only that, 7 generations should enjoy. Will it happen? Why it will not happen? Why can't I make it permanent? You have to give some specific. Yad drishyam tad jadam. Whatever is seen is changing. Whatever is seen is inert. Whatever is inert is? Whatever is changing is perishable. What is perishable is mithya. Whatever is mithya is asat. And we have already proved the whole world is sat. But when you came into this shrine, you were all thinking the world is sat. And the om is asat because I can't see asat. I can't see Atman. Therefore, Atman is not there. Since world I am seeing, therefore, world is real to me. Real to me. The world is not real. So, nastu vidyate bhava, na bhavo vidyate sata, ubhayorapi darshana. Tattvadarshi knows the difference of both two, sat and asat, and he never gets attached to it. Then what is that nitya vastu? Time up. You have to go to class, your study class.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha.